Today is Friday, May 10th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Military Spouse Appreciation Day. It's National Provider Appreciation Day. I don't know if that is like a synonym for parent in this case. I'm not really sure, but there you go. Make sure you appreciate all your providers. I mean, I have an internet service provider. I have an electricity provider. I'm my own provider. I appreciate myself. It's National Lipid Day. National Clean Up Your Room Day. So that's one thing I can say about Mark and I, is that we're fairly clean. Not all the time. I mean, we hire Maria and her crew to come and clean, but we really just do it. First of all, there's nothing wrong with hiring a cleaner if you want to do so. So I don't want to say, oh, anyone that hires a cleaner are slobs and entitled. Some people may think that anyone that hires cleaners are entitled, but no, if you can afford it, there comes to a point where if you make enough money as a family to have a few things done for you, it frees up some time, and it comes to a point where your time is worth a lot. Everybody's time is worth a lot. We only have a limited amount of time out there, folks. We're all gonna die at some point, and there's a bucket of time, and that's all you get. But money and other things are more unlimited. So if you have it, there's nothing wrong with it. Anyway, bottom line is, Mark and I, even though we do hire a cleaner, we have not given in. And my mom was kind of trying to guilt us. She's like, Maria has lost clients. You guys should have her come more often to support her. And we haven't done that because we're a little bit... Mark is more frugal than I am. Let's just put it that way. Nobody would really think of me as frugal, so let's say that. But there are things like I would say one of the reasons that we haven't gotten our lawn done, anything in the back, and I haven't bought a hot tub, and you know anything like that is because I buy a lot of gadgets and I buy there are toys that I will buy. But there is a limit to the amount of money that I'm comfortable spending. And so in some ways, I'm a little bit frugal because one of the reasons I'm procrastinating so much on the yard is because we're talking $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to do your complete yard. You know, putting in flower beds and trees and a deck or an extended patio and putting in a path, because we have a pretty big yard, so like putting in a path and all of these things. And yes, there are those of you out there that would say, well, Adam, you know, all of those things can be done DIY. Yes. However, there are people that have those skills and people that don't have those skills. And Mark and I, we're capable of doing a lot of things, but I mean, here's my concern. I don't want a shoddy job done, especially if it's like a patio or a deck or something like that. I don't want an uneven, unlevel, you know, whatever. I want it to look nice and be, you know, nice for us, you know. And so one of the problems is, what if we do all this work and it just has to be redone someday by a professional? Because I don't know that I trust us. But then the other thing is resale value, because we're not going to live in this house forever. And it's, you know, if it's professionally done, it's more likely to raise the value of your house. Whereas if it's not professionally done, again, an inspector comes out and finds out you used the wrong kind of nails or something. And then they put it on the report, oh, this deck is going to fall in. And, you know, you guys need to ask them to pay to put a new deck. So I feel like in some ways DIY can lower the value of your home if you didn't do it correct. And we're not contractors, we're not deck builders, we're not landscapers. bottom line is, I feel like that is one of the ways that I'm frugal. Because really, the reason I'm procrastinating is the dollar figure. I want to do these things, but I don't want to spend that much money. I drive a car until the wheels fall off. I get sports cars, but I always buy them used. I don't know why I'm trying to like, I don't know why I'm like justifying myself to my listener. Nobody is even accusing me. I'm talking into a microphone. It's like someone's accusing me of being overspending or something. But so yeah, there are ways that I spend. But anyway, what I was going to say is we feel comfortable doing once a quarter for the cleaners. But bottom line, we clean. Our house is, we make our bed every day. We, you know, we straighten up. We, every night after dinner, we clean the kitchen and, you know, clean off the counter and do all that kind of stuff. So we keep it fairly tidy. Now, Sydney, the dog, likes to strew her toys or scatter her toys all over the place. I mean, one of us is going to die because she will leave a toy on the stairs. I think she's trying to kill us. But anyway, so she is not tidy, but we are. It's also, gosh, I'm half the show is over and I'm still doing this. It's also National Shrimp Day. There you go. Eat some shrimp. I'm not going to, but I am. Like I said before, I am getting more into the seafood. When we went to that Filipino dinner the other night, I did eat mussels again. And I was okay with them. You know, I've not had any seafood that I'm like, oh my God, I'm craving that. I want to have more seafood. But I will say I'm getting to the point where I can enjoy some of the flavors in seafood dishes and not gag. you know, I'm getting there. So once again, nothing happens during the week. I mean, it's just work, right? Work, working out, getting my steps. Although I didn't get my steps yesterday. By the way, I'm recording this Friday morning because work was so busy. I just have so many different responsibilities and a lot of things are due all at the same time. And I'm not a super organized person. And so, and I'm a procrastinator. I mean, I will admit that about myself. I'm a procrastinator. And so things will pile up, some of which is my fault because of procrastination, some of which is my management's fault for giving me too much. But bottom line, a lot of things are due all at the same time. And I'm power, like roadmaps and metrics that I need to come up with. And we do a newsletter, it seems like, every day for our products. And so my boss is always like, oh, we need content for the newsletter. And so we have deadlines and we have to go in and put in. The newsletters always have metrics, so you have to go run the reports. And because we're trying to automate the metrics, but I still have to go and query the databases myself and pull all these metrics. I enjoy doing it, but it takes a lot of time. And for those techies out there, developers mostly, or database admins, none of the columns that I need in these tables are indexed. And so I write a query and it runs for 2 hours. And for those of you who are database admins or something, you're like, oh my God, your engineers are letting you run a query for 2 hours? That is putting load on your data. It is a mirror of the production database. It is not the production database, so there's no problems there. But I had to work. I was working until 7 last night, 7 p.m., and so I did not have time to record the show because I had to cook dinner. And I mean, I had started dinner because we had pork chops last night, and I do all of my meats pretty much in the sous vide now and finish them. I mean, my standard now for pork, beef, and chicken is I will start them in the sous vide and at a pretty low temperature, actually. You can do all of them no higher than about 140 degrees. But if you want like a medium rare steak, you can do like 133. But you do it for over an hour. It depends on the thickness of the meat. And you get a perfect, because the temperature is constant, so you get a perfect, you know, perfect doneness that you want. But then you do it a little bit under, and also the fact that you're doing it, it's keeping it at a constant temperature for so long, it does kill all the bacteria and everything. But then you put it in a screaming hot pan just for like a minute to 2 minutes on each side to really get a crust. And a little bit of butter, like a tablespoon of butter and some garlic, rosemary, whatever you got. Just throw it in there to perfume it and to give it some more flavor. And that's what I did with my pork. But so I had that in the sous vide. I baked sweet potatoes, so I threw those in the oven and then came back upstairs and finished working, you know. So I was able to do some of the cooking hands-off kind of thing. But man, I was working until 7 o'clock, and I have to record this morning. And Mother's Day is this Sunday, like I said, and I don't have a present for my mom, and they're coming over for dinner, and I haven't decided whether I'm cooking or I'm ordering food or we're going to go to a restaurant. I don't know. So much to do. And my haircut's tomorrow, so that's going to take all day. So I probably need to do my big 2-hour Peloton workout tonight. Lots to do, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to do. But yeah, it's been a busy week. I am considering moving my salon. There is a salon in Tulsa that's only 2 hours away. I'm really considering moving it there. I've been really resistant to that, but I'm really considering it because I'm so busy. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.